Hey friends, it's Mr. Jim and welcome back to Kids Short Stories. Today's story is brought to us by Leo. Hey Leo, he sent us an awesome idea for a story and you can too. Just head over to kidshortstories.com, send me your idea and maybe we'll turn it into an awesome adventure. And if you listen all the way to the end of the story, I have some more kid shout outs that I want to say hi to you. So make sure that you listen all the way to the end. Are you guys ready for today's adventure? Me too, let's go! Yeah, put the streamers on that side, loons over there, and the sign goes right here. Leo was making a lemonade stand by Town Hall. Have you ever made a lemonade stand before? They're so fun because you get to color and make signs, and then you have to make delicious lemonade with cups and napkins and everything else that people might need. It's a really fun business to start. Well, Leo and his family had put together a beautiful lemonade stand right in front of Town Hall, and it was just about time for it to open. Hurry! The people are almost gonna start coming. Is everything ready? Said Leo as he looked around and it looked perfect. Everything was in its exact place.
Oh, hello. Could I have some lemonade?
Walked up an older lady, wanted the very first cup.
Yes. Here's your cup of lemonade. And here is $1. I made a dollar.
Leo was so excited. His business was underway. That whole morning, people lined up all the way down the street to get a taste of Leo's delicious lemonade. And then all of a sudden, bzz, 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 bzz.
You know what that sound is, right? Yes, it's our spy beeper.
As Leo reached in his back pocket and pulled it out, he knew that, oh, this is really important. I really have to take this. So he stepped outside, away from the table, to listen to the message on the beeper.
Leo, this is HQ. We have an important mission for you. You see, there's an entire fleet of asteroids that are headed towards your city at Town Hall.
What?
Shouted Leo. He had never seen asteroids crash into his town before. This was gonna be the first time.
And Leo, said the message on the beeper, we need you to save the day. If those asteroids collide with Earth, lava will start erupting from the ground.
Lava?
Yes, lava. Well, it's up to you, Leo. It's up to you to save the day. Get ready. They're going to be there very soon.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no. All right. Got to take a deep breath.
Leo took a deep breath. That helped him focus on the task at hand. And that was one of the first steps in choosing to be brave, right? Yeah. And so that's exactly what he did. He took the sign down from his lemonade stand because he couldn't be selling lemonade in this kind of an emergency. But he didn't want the whole town to start panicking, and so he had to tell them something.
Attention, everyone! I need you to leave the premises immediately.
What? What's going on?
The whole town was very confused why Leo would be telling them to leave.
Well, you see, there's a very,
what do I do?
Oh, we're going to have a cookie party at my house.
Yay!
The whole city was very excited for a cookie party. But now he has to figure out where these cookies are going to come from because he wasn't ready for that.
Well,
all right, everyone, start heading towards my house, and my family will show you how to get there. Hurry!
His family looked over at Leo, and they were very confused. They didn't know that there was a plan for a cookie party today. But, you know, as a part of the spy team, you gotta always be flexible, and you gotta go with the flow. Well, that's exactly what Leo's family did. They went with the flow and took all the people away from Town Hall to start making cookies. And now Leo, he has to figure out how to stop all these asteroids. Wait a second. Asteroids? What in the world? How are we going to stop them? Leo started thinking. And as he looked up in the sky, he could see them starting to appear way, way, way high up, way past the clouds, but he could see streaks of like a white line coming through the sky. That means they're getting close. As Leo began to think, what on earth could I do? What should I do? He was thinking and thinking and thinking and thinking, and all of a sudden he remembered one of his trainings. You see, as asteroids come in from space, they come in very fast. And if they touch into Earth, then it will make a hole and then lava will come out. So we have to stop them from touching Earth. How are we going to do that? Could we bounce them? Yeah, I wonder if we could bounce them, Leo thought to himself. Yes, I have a trampoline. Well, we have a big trampoline and a little trampoline. And... oh, mattresses. Maybe they could bounce off of mattresses too. That was perfect. Leo started to think of all the different things that are very bouncy. What do you think? Are there any more bouncy things? Like maybe some bouncy balls or some rubber? There's lots of things that are bouncy. And so Leo put a message out to the whole town that they wanted to have a bounce party with their cookies. And that was a perfect idea because the whole town was bringing all their bouncy things like trampolines and bouncy balls and everything else, pogo sticks, everything that bounced. And now Leo had to find a way to get it to Town Hall. He told the whole city, he said, "Attention! Before you head to the cookie party, everyone bring your bouncy things to Town Hall." And it worked. The whole city started bringing everything. It was all working perfectly. Oh, this is totally gonna work. As Leo set up all the bouncy things right around Town Hall, he looked up in the sky and sure enough, the asteroids were getting closer and... wait a second. Are they on fire? Ah! I didn't think about the asteroids being on fire. They might just melt right through all these things like trampolines and... uh-oh. We gotta come up with a better plan. We need, like, water. We need lots and lots of water. Maybe we can spray down everything, and then when the fire... asteroids hits it, it will put the fire out and bounce them up. What do we got? I have a lot of lemonade. Do you think lemonade would put out a fire? Yes! That'll be perfect! Leo started taking the jugs of lemonade that he had made for his lemonade stand and started pouring it all over the trampolines and everything else bouncy. And he had to set up everything perfectly so that the asteroids wouldn't hit Earth, remember? They have to hit the trampolines. He looked up in the sky, and they were getting closer and closer. There was only 10 seconds remaining, and he was running around, putting everything in place. 4, 3, 2, take cover! As Leo dove behind some trees and bushes so that he would be safe. All the asteroids hit the trampoline, splashed in the lemonade, and bounced back up. They bounced so hard, they bounced right
back into space.
It was a perfect plan. Everything worked perfectly.
Leo not only saved the town, but he also sent the asteroids back into space so they wouldn't make a big mess down here.
And the whole town was saved! Hooray!
Oh, perfect. Now I gotta get to this cookie party.
Leo rushed back to his house for his special cookie party.
Wow, what an amazing adventure. And I'm so happy that Leo saved the day. The end.
Wow, what a great adventure. Well, you know what time it is. It's time for kid shout outs. I want to say hey to Bodie from California, Elodie and Juliet from Ottawa, Kayla from Utah, Sarah from Cleveland, Ohio, Grayson and Easton from California, and Ethan and Thomas from Edmonds, Washington. I'm so glad that you're all on the Kid Short Stories family and on our undercover spy team. I'm so glad that we get to do these stories every single day. Well, my friends, you have a super duper day. And guess what? There's more stories. So I'll see you on the next adventure. Bye.